Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's see what's happening here. Let's go to, hey, Matt, you're on Boogie Check. Hello. Oh, wait a minute. Is this the alligator guy?
No, this is not the alligator guy.
Oh, okay, good. I mean, not that it would be bad that the alligator guy would call in, but it said on the screen that you have a joke, and I thought, ah, the guy with the alligator jokes. But apparently we're expanding, which is even better.
Yes, I try.
Yes.
So, you know, yesterday I'm walking down the street, Joe, and a guy asked me for a dollar. I looked at him. I'm like, sorry, mister, I don't have a dollar. I only carry bigger bills. He said, fine, well, give me a bigger bill. And I said, you know what? I like your style. I'm going to give you a bigger bill. And I gave him my phone bill. I made it funny.
You made it funny. You did make it funny. I like it.
Love the show, John.
Hey, thanks, Matt. I really appreciate that. All right, here we go. Robinson?
How you doing, bud?
Fine. How are you doing?
Very good. We haven't talked in a bit.
Yes, that's right.
Well, tonight we're making spaghetti sauce.
Ah, I love that.
I'm chopping up some Italian sausages that I bought. You buy them like Italian sausages. You cook on for a sandwich. But you skin them and you chop the living hell out of them. Oh, I said the wrong thing. And then
you can say that. You can say that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then some garlic and some onion and dude, it's a beautiful night.
And what kind of pasta are we using underneath this sauce?
Angel hair.
Oh man, where's your address? I'll be right over. I love that angel hair.
And angel hair is the best.
Yeah, it is. And that sauce sounds unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, it's just beginning.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a whole art to it, according to some.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's 8:21 in the evening.
Yes.
So this is all for tomorrow.
Yeah. So it's got to simmer and marinate and ruminate and all the eight things that it does, right?
Yes, it does. And do you remember me from calling you last summer?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I remember the name.
That's
Robinson. I remember that. Yes.
Yeah. So all that, marijuana stuff is done.
Oh,
now we have to wait till next summer.
Do you mean you didn't put up any for the winter? You didn't do any canning, so to speak?
Yes, we did.
I'm sure you did. Yes.
Yes, there's plenty laying around. Actually, too much. You do need to come over because we need to get rid of some of this.
Why don't you pour some of it in the spaghetti sauce?
Because that won't work. That won't work.
I don't know. Not that I would know anything about it, but all right.
It doesn't work that way. But
okay, I'll take your word for it. Hello?
So let me a Boogie Check, all right?
All right, thanks for calling. There he goes. That's Robinson. Hi there. Peter, you have an Al Capone Boogie Check?
Hi, John. It's Peter the Alligator Cop.
I knew it! I knew you'd be here sooner or later.
I tried to call in when you were doing the Al, but you were busy. So tonight,
yes?
No jokes. It's a solemn evening. We have to... our infamous Al Capone. I got a little Al Capone lore for you.
Okay. By the way, I want to remind everybody that Peter is a former Chicago policeman. So there you go.
Okay, so I got some good stuff for you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, to establish your above average credibility is what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, I appreciate it. So, Al Capone, there's a place in Piatone, Illinois called Edwin's.
All right.
And rumor has it, if you Google, you look up an article, It was at one time called the Miami Gardens, which was named after his place in Miami, believe it or not. And it was supposedly he had, that was a place that he had built and designed, and it was a brothel at one time. And they had paranormal people check it out, and they had a dog go in there, and the dog was like not going to go in this particular room. And there was a particular garage built in the basement, or, you know, an area, and then they had a basement to it. And there's all this lore about the place called Edwin's, which was once called the Miami Gardens. And they even found tile, his favorite green tile, in the place from all the other places that had dual showers, all the things that Al Capone liked. There's several articles and things about it.
Is this place still there?
Yeah, it still exists. It's still there. It's called Edwin's now.
What is it?
And if you go there, it's a cool place. It's on Route 50.
Yeah, but I mean, is it a restaurant or a museum or what is it?
It's kind of like a bar, and they have memorabilia in there, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, though, if you're out that way. It's on Route 50, just outside of the town of Piatone, Illinois.
Okay.
And it's a cool place to visit and get the vibes from, you know, the gangster era.
Gotcha. Thanks for calling. You know, if it was he said he had dual showers. Well, if it had been a brothel, obviously. I mean, you'd want to have more than one shower. I mean, what kind of brothel owner are you? You'd got to have more than one shower.
There's
got to
be a multi-shower
situation. I mean, everybody knows that.
It's like the first page of the brothel owner handbook.
I mean, you got to call the plumber so you make sure you got the right shower head, so to speak. Because it's good to be clean. Let's just put it that way. A toothless termite walks into a bar and says, "Hey, is the bartender here?" That is from 815.
It's pretty good.
I get it.
Pretty good.
720 WGN. John Landecker, a few more minutes left here on the Boogie Check of Life at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. Coming up after the news, a local story decided today wanted to give a little publicity to. Young lady coming out of divorce, trying to set up her own business, started it in December. And, you know, starting any kind of business during this particular era of history in the world is... takes a lot of cojones, so to speak, and doing it in December. And what is it, and where is it, and who is she, and what happened? Well, we'll do the who, the what, the why, the when, and all of that coming up right after the bottom of the hour news. Hold on a second. What's this? Hello, Boogie Check. Hello, Winnipeg? No. Is that what it is? Winnipeg New Music Fest? Are you there? Wait, my fault. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you calling from Winnipeg?
I am not. No.
Oh.
I'm wondering if you ever heard of it. Do you know of it?
I know where Winnipeg is. I don't know any music festival.
That's a plus.
Okay.
I just read about this. Supposedly there is a music festival. It's called New Music Festival. So we're in the cold weather here.
Yes.
They do outdoor Sub-Zero concerts with instruments made of ice.
This is for real?
I read this in Time magazine. Believe it or not, I'm very, very, very behind on my time. It was from August. From August of time this last year. And they listed in Winnipeg. Instruments made of ice. I'm not quite sure. I've never been there. I'm wondering if any of your listeners have, or if you know anyone has. I'm really curious how that works.
Well, you've got my interest piqued, and if not tonight, then tomorrow, we're going to check on the Winnipeg New Music Fest, because anybody that plays in this weather, and if you put the instruments to your lips, I mean, that would be right out of A Christmas Story. Well, anyway, thank you, and we will follow through on that, and we have wrapped up the Boogie Check.